powered by Don Peterson and Associates.
7:50, 10 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. I finally did this right on time. It's time for The Point of Law.
Uh-huh.
The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. They are the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
Can you get a second trial if the jurors knew some of the facts of your case in advance of your first trial? That was one man's only hope in the case of the gypped judge. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Kirby Gleason was a real estate speculator who had made a lot of money. Some of it he even made honestly. One night, he got an inside tip from a clerk at the county supervisor's office. The clerk said that a new freeway was being planned, and that part of it was going to cut across the property of Judge John Cable. Well, Kirby knew that the land would be worth a bundle once the freeway plans were approved, so he and his friends arranged to buy the land from the judge so that they could then sell it to the freeway authority for an inflated price. The judge agreed to sell the land, but later discovered the fraud and confronted Kirby, demanding the return of his property. Kirby resisted, and the judge brought a civil action against him, asking for cancellation of and criminal action against Kirby and his friends for conspiracy to defraud the county. The case made headlines all over the state, and as a result, everyone had heard about the case by the time it went to trial. Well, Kirby was convicted and sent to state prison. But his attorney appealed on the grounds that the case had received so much advance publicity that it was impossible to get a truly impartial jury. He insisted Kirby be granted a new trial. The state's attorney argued that it was wrong to automatically assume that a juror would be prejudiced simply because he knew something about the case in advance, and therefore Kirby should not be granted a new trial. How did the court do justice to the man who gypped the judge? We'll find out after this.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Does a man get a second trial if the jurors knew the facts in advance of his first trial? Yes, declared a Maryland court. Here it was clear that with all the publicity surrounding the case in advance of the first trial, there could have been actual prejudice in the mind of one or more jurors. Therefore, Kirby was deprived of a fair trial and was granted another. It's a point of law.
That is the point of law for this Monday morning, brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web. CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. And also next hour, we will be joined by Christy Fiala from the Fremont Area United Way, talking about their checks that they've been handing out to some of the organizations that they give money to. And also, we have Brett Richmond, the CEO of Methodist Fremont Health, and Tara Ewing, Three Rivers Public Health Department Executive Director, come in. Health update coming up for us here this morning as well. Quick break, and then I got one of your favorite country artists coming up just a bit.
Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates truly care about you and your family and our area's communities. So Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates offer homes to grow in. Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates also